Greetings, friends. Today's talk is on the Lakana Sutta, a brief sutta, and the ensuing talk will also be brief. In the sutta, the Buddha teaches the importance of being mindful of our actions in relation to the Eightfold Path, the moral and ethical aspects of the Eightfold Path, right speech, right action, or right livelihood, are an aspiration. In other words, we hope to develop ever increasing qualities of right speech, right action, and right livelihood. But along the way, being mindful of those aspects of the path provide guidance to ourselves and how we are, how well we have integrated all eight factors of the Eightfold Path. So beginning with a right meditation practice, shamatha vipassana meditation, an ever-deepening level of concentration allows us to be mindful of our actions without reacting to them. What is clear in this sutta, and it's really an overall aspect of the Buddha's entire teaching, is that the means don't justify the ends in relation to our actions. The means are our ends. In other words, how we're acting, no matter what we're using to justify that, no matter what we might be reacting to, and this is certainly relevant in the political climate here in the United States, but I guess around the world too, there's so much justification for our actions by blaming others or blaming worldly conditions. And I'm not just talking about one side or the other of the political spectrum. It's really both sides, and that many people feel justified even towards violence because how other people are making us feel, or how policies are making us feel, or how the world is making us feel, rather than taking responsibility for our own thoughts, words, and deeds, which is really lies at the essence of the Buddha's teachings. So let me read the sutta. Again, it's a brief sutta, and I'll leave it rather brief today because it makes the point of how important it is to be mindful and take responsibility for our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. And also remember that the Buddha's Dhamma is all-encompassing, meaning that it includes our outer expression to the world, but also, and at least as importantly, and I would say even more importantly, how we're acting and thinking towards ourselves. So the Lakana Sutta from the Majjhima Nikaya 3.2. The Buddha's word, Sangha, there are fools and there are those imbued with wisdom. It is through actions that one's understanding is apparent. That's what I was just alluding to, that we need to be mindful and take complete responsibility for our actions and not excuse our actions if we're to understand what level of mindfulness we have in relation to the Dhamma. So the Buddha taught mindfulness in very specific application, to hold in mind the factors of the Eightfold Path so as to develop, so as to become rightly self-awakened. The Buddha continues, a person who acts with bodily misconduct or verbal misconduct or mental misconduct is acting foolishly. So again, another very important line. It's not just so much how we're acting and what other people might see in our actions. It's our underlying thinking that is as important and ultimately is paramount. The Buddha's teachings is to recognize views rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths. Our views are reflected, are founded in our thinking. So ultimately it is our thinking that becomes liberated from clinging to wrong views. That's the essence of craving and clinging. A person who acts with skillful bodily actions or skillful verbal actions or skillful mental actions is acting with wisdom. Very simple and direct, isn't it? So as we're developing the Eightfold Path, a good benchmark to use is, are our actions and thoughts, words, and deeds towards others and towards ourselves improving? Is it simply becoming more, are our thoughts, words, and deeds simply becoming more aligned with the principles of the Eightfold Path? So the Buddha says, train yourselves in this manner. Be mindful to abandon foolishness in thoughts, words, and deeds. develop and maintain mindful wisdom in thoughts, words, and deeds. And that's the end of this sutta. What a beautiful sutta. It gets right to the point, as many of the Buddha's suttas do. I'll just make this point, and I'm going to conclude today's talk. There's such a misunderstanding of the simplicity of the Buddha's teachings, and it's often portrayed, especially in the later developed Mahayana schools, and even in some of the Theravadan schools that rely on the Abhidhamma, as so complicated, nearly impossible to understand, almost impossible to develop, and it's often portrayed that it takes endless eons to develop the Buddha's Dhamma. Looking at this sutta, the sutta incorporates the entire Buddha's teachings, and anybody, any human being, can develop the Dhamma as it relates to this. There's nothing more complicated than this simple sutta. Of course, it's the other five factors, the non-moral and ethical factors of the Eightfold Path, that support ever-deepening and ever-more skillful behavior, and it's being mindful of our behavior that supports the other factors of the Eightfold Path. So in a very real and direct way, it is through being mindful of our actions and taking complete responsibility for our actions, for our thoughts, words, and deeds, reminding ourselves that the means are the ends that lead us to a liberated quality of mind that is free of any enmity, any need for anything or anyone else to be any different than they are, including ourselves. And that really begins with ourselves. So as we start deepening our understanding of the Eightfold Path and start incorporating these principles, we learn to take that radical responsibility for who and what we are in this present moment, rooted in acceptance. So in other words, if we find that our behavior is less than ideal, less than perfect, we accept it, but we don't approve of it. And that's a key understanding of the Buddhist teachings. We learn the difference between acceptance and approval. And And as the Buddha continually refers to himself and others who awaken as rightly self-awakened, the spotlight is always on ourselves and our own behavior and our thoughts, words, and deeds. So that's today's talk. I hope you find benefit from this talk. And if you do, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. Thank you. Peace. Thank you for listening. I rely on donations to support these talks. If you find benefit from these talks, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. I welcome your questions and comments. To contact me and for guided meditations and instructions, Dhamma articles, recorded talks, and videos, please visit becoming-buddha.com. These talks are copyrighted and are distributed under a Creative Commons License 4.0. Peace.